Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bringing a whole new attitude to your afternoon.
You feel good!
You know, two dudes talking sports.
Well, wait, listen to those two clowns.
Live from News Talk 1480 WHBC.
It is my great privilege to welcome you to Canton, Ohio.
Powered by Paramount Elite ICS.
It's showtime.
It's the Kenny and JT Show.
Have a great show!
We're going to try and have a great show on this beautiful Friday afternoon. Hello and welcome, everybody. The Roadman flying solo today. JT's got Ohio State duties tonight and tomorrow in Columbus. So he is already down in C-Bus. So I will take you all the way through until 6 o'clock today when we'll turn it over to the AltCare Stadium show when Rick Worstell, state championship quarterback for the McKinley Bulldogs, will join me for the AltCare Stadium show. And then we have our Sarshone Ford High School football game of the week tonight at Perry High School. It is a Federal League lid lifter between the Perry Panthers and the McKinley Bulldogs, and it's going to be a special night here at Perry High School as they are honoring and dedicating the stadium to former head coach Keith Wakefield, who will be on hand tonight for the dedication. It will be known as Keith Wakefield Stadium at Perry High School. So a great night here for the PTO. Hello, PTO. And should be a great night for high school football, not only here between McKinley and Perry in the PTO, but also throughout Stark County with all the great games, and we'll get to those during the AltCare Stadium show. But we've got a great show lined up for you between now and 6 o'clock. Bob Eibach is going to join us from NycoSports.com. If you're a collector, a memorabilia nut, and you love the Browns, we're going to tell you about this special 75th anniversary Cleveland Browns football that you can buy, and it helps charities involved with the Cleveland Browns. So Bob will join us at 3:30. For all you fantasy football fans, I know there was a game last night, and what a game it was, too. Wow. Tampa Bay, Tom Brady, don't give him the football last. Hasn't anybody learned that no matter how much time is left on the clock, you can't give Tom Brady the football last? Haven't we learned that in the last 22 years? I mean, come on. The one team that knew how to do it was the Philadelphia Eagles in the Super Bowl. They did everything right. They took into consideration not only the team they were playing then, the New England Patriots, but also Tom Brady. And you can't win kicking field goals. You got to score touchdowns to beat a Tom Brady team. And it looked great, right? Dallas goes down. Greg the Leg Zierlein hits a 47-yard field goal, but what, a minute was left? A minute to Tom Brady is an eternity. And what does Brady do? Takes the team right down the field. A suck-up comes in, booms it through the uprights. 31-29 final, Tampa Bay. So that game kicked off officially the 2021 NFL season last night. And for those of you that had players on either team there, you probably did pretty well. High-scoring game, a lot of yards involved in that game. I think the two quarterbacks threw for almost 800 yards. So hopefully you started the right guys last night. But for the games coming up Sunday and Monday night, if you're not sure who you should start, you had your fantasy draft, you're thinking, well, what if this defense is good going against my running back? Like last night, Ezekiel Elliott didn't do jack squat running the ball, but he was great in blitz pickups last night. Well, guess what? In fantasy football, you don't get points for blitz pickups. So you got to make these tough decisions. And so Lance Goodman from the NFL Exporter, Fantasy Expert, he will join us today at 4 o'clock and try and help you, me, JT. I'm sure he's listening at 4 o'clock to find, because he's usually terrible at fantasy football. He's going to be listening to find out who he should start, who he should sit. So he will join us, Lance Goodman, at 4 p.m., our NFL Fantasy Football Expert. We'll hear from the Buckeyes head coach. We mentioned JT's in Columbus. Why? First home game of the year tomorrow, 12 o'clock kickoff right here on News Talk 1480 WHBC. The Buckeyes playing host to the Oregon Ducks. We'll have everything for you beginning at 10:30 tomorrow with the pregame show and then the kickoff at high noon. And Ryan Day, the head coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, we will hear from him somewhere around 4:30 today, talking about last week's win, the running backs, Oregon, and the defense. Which defense is going to show up for Ohio State? How injured are they in that secondary, and how will that play into tomorrow's 12 noon game against the Oregon Ducks? So we'll hear from Ryan Day around 4:30 today. Scotty Petrak, Browns beat reporter, brownzone.com. He will join us as he does each and every Friday at 5 o'clock. And we got a lot of questions for Scotty Petrak because the Brownies kicking it off Sunday, 4:25 p.m. to be exact, on the road, starting the season off where it ended last year. Arrowhead Stadium against the Kansas City Chiefs. What a way to kick off the 2021 season for the Browns and the Chiefs. Great game last night between two supposed Super Bowl contenders. You got the Steelers playing the Bills in week one, one Super Bowl contender there in Buffalo. And you got the Browns against the Chiefs, two Super Bowl contenders playing Sunday right here on WHBC with that 4:25 kickoff. So we'll hear from Scotty Petrak, Browns beat reporter at brownzone.com, to get his feelings, his thoughts, what he sees maybe happening on Sunday in Kansas City. And then we're going to have our own guy, Dan Belford. Good. He will join us around 5:30 today because we're 3 weeks into the high school football season. I've got my top 10 out. You can go to WHBC.com, Kenny JT show page, and look for Ken's top 10. My number one team in Stark County through 3 weeks, they're 3-0. The Jackson Polar Bears. Are they worthy of the number one ranking, or should somebody else be in at number one? And what about Perry and McKinley? Are they in the top 10? You got to go to WHBC.com, find out. We'll talk to Dan Belford about what he has seen through the first 3 weeks. We've done, we've done four games in the first 3 weeks already on radio, and we've done three more on TV, three more on streaming. So what is it, we've done 10 games in 3 weeks. So we have a pretty good feel, I think, through the first 3 weeks of who's real, who's not. And Dan Belford will share his thoughts with us somewhere around 5:30 today. He'll join me in person here at Perry High School, just outside of what will now be known as Keith Wakefield Stadium. So a lot to get to, a lot to talk about, and as always, the phone lines are open on a free-for-all Friday. You got something on your mind you want to get off your chest, you want to talk about, you need to, 330-450-1480. That's the number to join us. If you're heading out to a game tonight, whatever your alma mater is, or whatever game you think might be the best matchup tonight, and you want to go see some good high school football, I think we're going to have a good one here between 2-1-2 teams in McKinley and Perry in the Federal League. But wherever you're going, or if you have questions about your team already through 3 weeks, give us a shout, 330-450-1480. And also, we'd love to hear your thoughts on Sunday's game. I'm going to give my prediction a little bit later on, Browns and Chiefs. If you listened yesterday, I already made my prediction yesterday on the show. But if you missed it, you'll have to tune in a little bit later on in the show. I'll tell you what I think is going to happen Sunday in Kansas City between the Browns and the Chiefs. And keep this in mind. The Browns have not won on opening day in 16 straight seasons. Now, during that time, there was a tie. I think it was 2018 against the Steelers, right? But it's been 16 straight season openers where the Browns have not picked up a victory. Do they snap that streak this Sunday at Kansas City? Overall, going back to 1999, your Cleveland Browns since 1999, they are 1-20-1. So, I think it was 2004, Jeff Garcia, and the Browns beat the Ravens. That's the only win they have on opening day since they returned to Cleveland. Think about that. 1999. This is 2021. 1-20-1. They beat the Ravens in 04. And since then, they've had one tie, the rest losses, and a lot of them in agonizing and dramatic fashion. Will they change that this Sunday in Kansas City? We'll find out. It's going to be a great weekend starting tonight with McKinley at Perry. My goodness, I can't think of a better way to kick off the Federal League season, can you? The Pups struggling, but got a win last week over Huber Heights Wayne on the road. I didn't pick him to win last week. I admit it. And my theory is when you're struggling, as McKinley did through the first 2 weeks of the season, all right? Now, granted, they played good teams in Mentor and Austintown Fitch. But when you give up, what was it, 42 to 80-some points in 2 weeks, I'm sorry, going on the road in week three, you got to win a game before I'm going to pick you to win, unless you're just playing a dog, unless you're playing somebody that's terrible. And Huber Heights Wayne was 2-0 going into that game. So I didn't pick McKinley to win last week, but kudos to interim head coach Antonio Hall and the Pups for going on the road and getting their first win of the year. They can check that box off now, right? The pressure's not on them to win their very first game. When's McKinley going to win their first game? My goodness, it's 5 weeks now. They haven't won their first game. This program's going to... No, that's over and done with now. They won their first game. Check that off, okay? Now they can just focus on playing McKinley football, whatever that is. And if you're asking me what I think it is, I think it's running the football. And tonight's game, McKinley's still going to throw it more than Perry will tonight. I mean, we know that. If Perry throws it five times tonight, I'll be surprised. The only way they may have to do that if they throw more than five is if they're that far behind late in the game and they got to throw. But I think McKinley's best opportunity is run the football. Use the line, use the running backs that they have, led by Chris Williams, and chew up the clock, shorten the game, and win games maybe in a lower scoring fashion, but win games in the first year under Antonio Hall. That's the way I see it. Think about Perry, too. Perry tonight, this is week four. In week one, they lost to Central by two in overtime. In week two, they beat Akron East by one in overtime. And last week, they lost what? In overtime. So they played three games, and all three have gone to overtime. Could we see a fourth consecutive Perry game going to overtime tonight? We might. There's the possibility. I think these two teams are evenly matched. The one thing I'm curious about with the Panthers tonight is, and they seem to be able to start strong, but they're having trouble closing and finishing. And with Keith Wakefield being honored here tonight, as they're naming the stadium after him, and he's going to be in attendance. They're having a special pregame ceremony at 6:30 today at Keith Wakefield Stadium on the campus of Perry High School. I've got to believe that's going to provide some extra motivation for that Perry High School football team, because the juniors from last year are now seniors. They played for Coach Wakefield for two or three years. And the sophomores from last year are juniors. They played. So a lot of these guys played for Coach Wakefield. And so did the new head coach. Coach Slates played for Keith Wakefield. So this is going to be an emotional night. So how much energy and intensity do they draw from this stadium being named in honor of their former head coach? And they don't want to lose that game, do they? No, they want to win that game and get a leg up in the Federal League by knocking off the McKinley Bulldogs. For McKinley, if they can come here in back-to-back weeks, win on the road, do so at Huber Heights Wayne, and then come to Perry High School and get a Federal League win on the road in week one of the Federal League, and even their record at 2-2, that would be ginormous for McKinley. One of the teams is going to leave here tonight at 1-3. The other is going to be 2-2. So we've got a great night of high school football lined up for you, starting at 7 o'clock with the kickoff to this one. Tomorrow, Ohio State at noon. Sunday, the Browns at 4:30. But we also have plenty of time to chat with you between now and 6 o'clock. So let's go to the phone lines at 330-450-1480. Who's up first, Brian?
Jeff in Canton with Sauk High School Football.
Let's do it, Jeff. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
I'm good, Jeff. Or Kenny, how are you?
I'm outstanding. Beautiful night for football.
Hey, I know you were a Harris poll voter all those years. And when you evaluated that, were you ranking the teams who's actually the best team, or are you ranking, like, who they played?
I took everything into consideration, Jeff, when I did that. And I did it very seriously. I taped, when I was a Harris poll voter, I watched more college football then than I do now because I wanted to be as informed as possible because you're not going to get a chance to watch every play of every game. But I taped as many as possible and, you know, watched big plays or big moments of games here and there. And then what I did was I took into consideration how good I thought the team was before the season started, right? What they have coming back, returning Letterman, returning starters, those are ginormous. Also, you know, guys coming back that could be NFL players, right, that are going to go first through seventh round in the NFL draft. So I factored that in. I factored strength of schedule, strength of the conference. And then, you know, the eye test. How did they look? Did they you know, win a game but they didn't look good? Well, guess what? You know, if you were playing a lesser team and you struggled, you know, I factored that in. So I tried to use as much as possible to provide what I thought was the most accurate ranking of my top 25 back then.
Well, I know that you're the best, and I respect the heck out of you, but I think you're dead wrong on your football rankings. Since
okay.
You've been here, well, you look at the Federal League, biggest league in the area. Every
yeah.
year since you've been here, McKinley's beat the doors off Jackson. Every year,
okay.
You look at who McKinley plays out of conference. Menor, Huber Heights, Wayne, Maslin. Jackson has the biggest enrollment in the area. They're playing a bunch
yep.
of D2 and D4 teams, and they barely win. They go into the Federal League every year, and everybody's excited. Oh, here come the Polar Bears. Here they come. Oh, Perry kills them. McKinley kills them. Hoover beats them. If Glen Oak and Green weren't so poor, they wouldn't even win a Federal League game. It's pathetic that a school that good in football, or I mean in basketball and baseball, plays Mayfield and Canton Central Catholic out of conference. And I mean, McKinley would beat Jackson by 3 scores, and everybody knows. And they will. Just
not
like
this year. Not this
well,
year.
Will.
Not Well,
if
they might, but not early in the season if they would have played him. With everything that went on, in my opinion, I don't think they would have. And while I have Jackson number one right now, okay, it changes weekly. And the way I – here's the difference between my Ken's top 10 for Stark County High School football and what I did with the Harris poll, all right? I try and rank the teams not only based on how they're playing, who they're playing, what they have coming back, but this is a big factor when I rank teams. I rank teams that I think can get to the playoffs. Now, granted, 16 teams are going to make it, so that's not as big of a factor this year, right? A lot of teams are going to make it. But also, who might be able to do some damage and go the farthest? Like, I'll give you an example. Jackson and Maslin, right? Maslin, I think, would probably beat them. By how much? I don't know.
Oh, by 5
but to this point, Jackson's 3-0, Maslin's 2-1. Jackson has, they're settled on their quarterback, and quarterback is a big factor for me, what you have at quarterback. And Maslin's starting to settle in on their quarterback. So as of right now, based on what I've seen and those other factors, that's why I have Jackson ahead of Maslin. Let's be honest, I've got Fairless ahead of Maslin. If they played head-to-head, come on, there's no, in my opinion, no way Fairless is going to beat Maslin. But in their division, Fairless may do some damage this year. Canton South ahead of them. In their division, Canton South may go the furthest of anybody this year in Stark County. So that's what I factor into my top 10 each week as well. The teams that have a chance to maybe go farthest in the playoffs in Stark County come the end of the year.
So I'll go out on a limb and predict it, just like every year. Maslin will
right.
be the last team playing, and McKinley will win the Federal League, just like every year. Have a great day. Love the show.
Appreciate the call. Great conversation there with you. Watch out for Green. I know they're not in Stark County, but we included them because I'm looking at our handy-dandy pocket schedules that we put out, and you can get yours at Old Carolina Barbecue. I was driving up and down the Wakeham Auto Mile today. And drove past Old Carolina Barbecue as well. And inside the Old Carolina Barbecue stores in Maslin, Canton, Alliance, guess what? You can pick up your WHBC pocket schedule. We've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20 different team schedules on that pocket schedule for you. So if you haven't picked one up at WHBC, 550 Market Avenue South, stop by Old Carolina Barbecue, pick up your pocket schedule there, or if you're coming to the Perry game tonight, we've got a bunch of them here at the WHBC tent set up just outside of Keith Wakefield Stadium. Get your pocket schedule. But watch out for green is how I got this thing started. Let's see, what week is, or how about this? McKinley, all right, is at Perry tonight. And then McKinley is home next week, and they play Green. Green tonight on the road at Jackson. So we'll find out a lot more about those Jackson Polar Bears tonight against a very good Green football team. So Green is a team to keep an eye on this year in the Federal League. We'll see if McKinley, after playing two very good teams early, a third decent team in week three, if that helps them because of the strength of schedule, experience that they gained in those games, even though they lost two of them, if that helps them the rest of the way, and especially in the Federal League. We got another call to get to, Brian?
Ping-a-ling.
Ping-a-ling, Mr. Dwayne in Brunswick, Mr. Buckeye himself. Ping-a-ling, brother.
Ping-a-ling, Kenny. Ping-a-ling, Buckeye Nation. Hey, did you know duck season opens up this Saturday at noon? Shooting starts at noon, Columbus. Make sure you get your duck stamps because the Buckeyes are going to go hunting.
You wascoy widow wabbit and you wacky duck. Yeah, it's duck season, man. Elmer Fudd, load up and get ready to go, man. Dwayne, I'm concerned about the defense after last week and Ryan Day. Brian, do we have the cut from Ryan Day when he was asked about the injuries to Josh Proctor, Cameron Brown, and who was the other one? Seven Banks. Do you have that cut? Are you able to cue that one up so I can play that for Dwayne and our listeners? Okay, all right, because this is an area of concern for me, Dwayne. I know they're more of a power running team than they were in the past when they had Heffernan and Chip Kelly. But if I'm the opposing team now and I'm looking at Ohio State, I'm trying to throw the ball on this secondary, especially if those three guys I mentioned aren't going to play this week. And here's what Ryan Day had to say about Brown, Banks, and Proctor.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, when we went to the availability report, we kind of took that out of it for a lot of reasons. And certainly there are different situations for each person. And we just felt like moving forward, the best thing to do is not comment on any type of injuries.
All right. So that leads me to believe one, maybe two, even all three might not be available to play tomorrow at noon against the Ducks. And that concerns me. Does it concern you?
Yeah, absolutely. Because, you know, this air attack by Oregon, you've got a dual-threat quarterback in Anthony Brown. He's a former five-star transfer. This kid can put his foot in the ground, and he can run in between the hash marks, and he can burn you. They've got three really good receivers. Johnny Johnson, the third, is really good. Red's not bad. Devon Williams can take it to the house. So, yes, there is a concern. The running game is going to be solid. With Travis Dye and C.J. Verdell, but here's where it's all going to line. If you want to protect the secondary, get pressure on the quarterback. Antoine Jackson, Devon, Vincent, you've got to get into the backfield. Batiste off the edge. Harrison, you've got to come in and crack. If your defensive line gets pressure, it's going to take away a progression. And if you can flush him, then you force him outside. So, yeah, the defensive line has got to take pressure off the secondary because, Kenny, we all know, we've seen what? Five or six guys in the secondary that didn't play at all last year that got new starts up in Minnesota.
Yeah, I think they will outscore Oregon. I've got it, and I'll just give you my prediction right now, Dwayne, on this. I've got it 38-27, the Buckeyes winning. My partner, JT, who's already down in Columbus partying tonight and tomorrow, what he does there, you know, with the tailgate parties and everything like that, he thinks they're going to blow them out. I don't think the defense is good enough for a complete – when I think blowout, I think at least three touchdowns. I think it's going to be a 1-2 touchdown game tomorrow, but I think the Buckeyes will find a way to win because they just have too much offensive firepower.
Yeah, I posted 45-27. I'm hoping I'm wrong, but when you got this much young talent that hasn't played, it's going to take – four or five games for them to get to know each other, to get their signals crossed, and to see the separation. Because you got Ronnie Hickman back there hasn't played. You got Shaw that hasn't played. Latham Ranson's a kid that I really, really love. We know if Seven Banks was there, he's one of your lockdown corners. Now, here's something that Oregon's got to worry about. When you got Olave and Wilson, you cannot contain them. You cannot stop them. You have to deal with them automatically. That takes care of their two best cover guys. Those two guys cause that much problem. Then you got Nygma. Fleming, who is now finally healed. He's ready to go. You got Marvin Harris doing. We put so much pressure now on them because we already are going to lock down their two corners. They got to deal with our three outstanding receivers, plus that freshman Abuka's coming in. Our air game is going to be superior. We see what this offensive line, what Maya Williams and Henderson can do, and we haven't seen Mr. Pryor. We're going to be too much for them to handle. But, yeah, the kid's concerned, how many points are we going to surrender?
All right, Dwayne, we're up against it. I hear the music in the background. Final thoughts, Mr. Pingaling, Mr. Buckeye?
Last but not least, all you Buckeyes, go out and get your duck stamps for the duck season opens up Saturday at high noon. And all you Wolverines, you better worry about them Huskies coming to town because they want to put a fresh bunch of white-yellow on your helmet in Nut Arbor. Pingaling, you're the best, Roman.
Ping-a-ling, Dwayne. Enjoy the game tomorrow. And again, we'll have the Buckeyes for you tomorrow. 12 o'clock kickoff, 10:30 pregame on the home of the Buckeyes in Stark County. News Talk 1480 WHBC. Back with more right after this.
It's Kenny and JT on WHBC.